Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Happy New Year! And welcome to a special edition of Tips Tuesday for January 2nd, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include trends and predictions and what I believe will lead to site success for you in 2018. So let's dive in. First, in Blog Aid Happenings, today is the last day to get in on the holiday specials for both site audits and webmaster training level 6. Now, I did decide to extend the discount on the DIY SEO course and workshops until January 8th because we're starting the second series of our Jumpstart Challenge today to ensure the SEO foundation of your site is all good with your Google connections and Yoast SEO settings, and you still have time to catch up. Then you'll be ready for our first live workshop that begins on January 9th. And if you are playing catch up on the DIY SEO Jumpstart Challenge, and especially if you're not in our Facebook group yet, you'll want to see the replay of our first bonus chat that we had on Sunday. We discussed all of the questions that were reported in each day's challenge. Now, it will be a quick way for you to get up to speed and maybe even get answers to your questions. I updated the tutorials in the member sites for those too. But of course, I can't update the daily emails that have already gone out, and many of you have been working off those. So, below the video replay, you'll find notes of everything that was in my slides for quick reference, too. Okay, so that's all that's going on around here. Let's jump into 2018! So, in this first podcast, I thought I'd take a moment to share with you my plans for success with Blog Aid this year, mainly because it happens to coincide with the programs and offers I'll have available for you in 2018 as well. We're all in the same boat when it comes to the changes that will happen this year, so I'm right there with you. And how I'm navigating the changes may inspire you to make similar plans for your site and business as well. Now, I used to be able to map out a business plan every year, but everything connected to running a site started changing so fast that for the last 3 years, it became more like navigating the rapids and going with the flow rather than following a 12-month plan of my choosing. This year is different, though. It's my job to keep webmasters and site owners as far ahead of the curve as possible, and I can clearly see the writing on the wall for what's coming for 2018 and into 2019, and I'm already busy developing the map of the programs and classes and training and products that will help keep site owners and webmasters on top of those incoming waves and ahead of the pack. It's also why we started the DIY SEO workshops in January instead of March. We need to get where we're going with that wrapped up by the end of March, so you'll already be on track for what's coming by the fall. Now, it's all in an effort to diversify your traffic streams. So let's talk about the top changes for 2018. This year, it is all about getting better at diversification of traffic streams. Platforms that were hot for us over the past couple of years are changing radically. That may be true for folks who have relied solely on Pinterest more than any other type of site owner. The writing is already on the wall and that bubble is beginning to pop. Same is true on Facebook. And both platforms are starting to take a super hard look at the speed of the sites linking from them. That, coupled with Google's mobile first initiative, makes speed a big success factor for 2018. Now, security and performance go hand in hand, so that factors into speed too. Plus, we're already seeing the new hack attack vectors of going after mother companies and gaining access to millions of sites at once. Remember the Equifax hack and the Blog Vault hack last year? So, it's time to get super serious about not only your site security, but cybersecurity in general, and ensuring that all of your online accounts are safe. For your site, better security also means saving money on hosting resources and kicking bad bots to the curb so that those resources are available for your increased human traffic. Now, successful diversification of traffic sources also means getting serious about analytics everywhere, not just on Google Analytics. It means digging into what content is working best on what platform and getting in on the trends more. So here are my goals for 2018. The biggest goal for Blog Aid is setting up a better strategy of repurposing my content in multiple formats and on multiple platforms in an effort to get more eyeballs and further diversify my traffic streams. Now, I've been following visibility expert Denise Waitman for years, and every time she runs one of her challenges, I add a new way to repurpose my content. And FYI, she has a free 7-day visibility challenge that you can get into at any time to see just how good her tips are. Now, my big issue with putting those tips into place has been coming up with a good rotation strategy, and much of the content on BlogAid is not evergreen, so I need a short-term repurposing strategy for that. Now, for the content that is more evergreen, I need a long-term repurposing strategy, so I'm working out rotation calendars for both. And then the other big project I'm getting underway this week is a spreadsheet to do deeper tracking of my analytics everywhere. Because just like you, I've gotten into a habit with my marketing in the past couple of years. But now I'm finding that some of that effort isn't even paying off anymore. Like Twitter, it sends almost no traffic to my site now. And my posts aren't being retweeted often now either. Now, that may be because of how I'm using it, or the lack thereof, but I'm just not seeing the same ROI on it as I used to. And then YouTube, which is one of the biggest ROI bangs for the buck I can do, and I know I'm not taking full advantage of it. Video is the hottest marketing ticket in town, too. And the always helpful Eileen Smith showed me the light on how much TubeBuddy can help me do better on YouTube and track analytics there. So I got a trial version and wow, she was right. Then the day they ran a super duper special offer on it, I pounced. Now that and a consult with my webmaster buddy and fellow YouTuber Larry Snow has really helped me see what's working, and that definitely impacted the types of videos I'll be doing more of, and details on that in a moment. And then there's Medium. Until the most recent challenge from Denise, I had no idea that I already had 1,000 followers there, even though I had never posted anything. And Denise showed us that repurposing content on Medium is just about the easiest thing in the world to do. So I've got that on my calendar, and I'll be monitoring the ROI of branching out into a new platform to see how worthwhile it is. And here's another big one for 2018. Like many of you, I've been blogging for years now, and I have a lot of either dead weight or buried gems piling up on my site. Now, in our SEO workshops this year, we'll be going through a full content audit. We'll also be going deep into the best ways to delete, update, or redirect old content. Now, that's going to lead into a discussion about ways to reconstruct and repurpose content, too. And that's not just repurposing on social media and other platforms. It's about repurposing the content directly on your site. So we'll be covering content repurposing topics like how to bring older content back to the homepage and send out on the RSS feed again, and how to collect content into helpful resource pages, and how to gather content into giveaways and lead funnels. And we'll be doing these things in such a way that both Google and readers will be delighted with us. So here's another big goal for me in 2018 is to create way more content that has longer evergreen potential and the kind that's already doing very well for me on both Google Search and YouTube. Now I have a whole list of tutorials to make on plugins I use and recommend. And at the top of that list is the last of the 3 comment reply notification plugins that did well in my head-to-head test a few months ago. It'll be WP Discuss. Now, you can check out the post I've got linked for you here to see the other 2. And then I have tutorials to make for my webmasters on WP Rocket and a public post for end users. And then tutorials for all the plugins on my recommended list, which I'll also be updating the look of this month. So watch for more of those tutorial posts and videos in the coming months. And be sure to subscribe to the BlogAid YouTube channel, as that's where I'll be posting the video tutorials even before the written post on BlogAid goes live. So here's the other thing I'll be doing. I watch my Google Analytics, but I haven't been setting goals or tracking my marketing there as well as I want to. I can see what's driving traffic to my site, but I can't see exactly which posts or campaigns are working best on which platform. So for 2018, I'll be digging into UTM tracking codes and Google Tag Manager. Now, those will allow me to track specific posts each place I share it, so I'll know for sure what's performing well on each of them, and that will allow me to focus my efforts a lot better for each one. Now, I've also got spreadsheets set up for tracking analytics on YouTube and my social media platforms, too. It's all about gathering the invaluable feedback of knowing what's working and where so that I can do more of it and adjust my content strategy as needed based on real data. And then here's my last goal for 2018. My offers and programs and even target clients have changed radically over the past 4 years. But my theme design really hasn't. Now, even though I've been tweaking on it all this time, it's just starting to look old. But the biggest issue is, it doesn't really highlight my content and conversion points well anymore. Plus, I had a whole lot of custom coding added in the back when it was first designed that I honestly don't use anymore. And that's causing bloat that I don't need. So I'll be revamping with a new theme this year to clean out all that bloat and dead weight and make all that I offer easier for folks to find. Plus, doing all that clean out will make it easier for me to move to a Gutenberg theme in 2019 or 2020, whenever that becomes viable to do. So the focus for this theme design is to simplify in every way possible. Okay, let's move into predictions and trends for 2018. Torque published a couple of super articles last month on the trends they see coming for both WordPress and design. So I want to go over those with you so you'll have the big picture of where things are headed for all of us in 2018. And the first article is the top 5 WordPress trends to keep an eye on in 2018. Now, this is a must-read post from Torque, and I'm going to give you those top 5 here, but you really need to read it on the post for more info too. So the first one is video headers. These are becoming more important to catch a visitor's attention or get a feel for a product. And the things to be careful with when using video headers are speed and conversion. Just like sliders, they're a novelty. And I'm betting that just like sliders, we'll see that they drop your conversion rate by 75%, proving that all that glitters is indeed not gold. The next trend they see is virtual reality ready themes. Now, AR, augmented reality, will likely take over before VR, virtual reality, does. But VR equipment is already here, and it's just bulky right now, but that's going to change. And websites will most definitely change radically to take advantage of it. In fact, this is what Gutenberg is all about and will help keep WordPress on the bleeding edge. Now, Torque predicts we'll be seeing VR sites by the end of the year, and I agree with them. I think we'll be seeing fully Gutenberg-optimized themes by then, too. Now, whether either of those will be suitable for serious bloggers is another story, and we'll see when we get closer to 2019. The next prediction they have is a shift to mobile, and of course, this has already been in the works for the last 2 years. Desktop viewing of websites isn't going to die in 2018, but Google's mobile-first initiative is going to continue to push theme designers to think either mobile-first or mobile-only. Now, I don't see the majority of sites turning themselves into apps, but I do see more themes dropping sidebars and other weight that just ends up at the bottom of the page when you're viewing it on mobile, and no one much sees those things anyway. Now, that change is going to force bloggers to include even more of their CTAs and moneymakers directly in the content. And we're already seeing ads in the middle of YouTube videos and on the Facebook and Pinterest news streams. And I wouldn't be surprised if Twitter and other social platforms started showing ads in their streams too. Their next prediction is that WordPress will be the e-com top choice. Yeah, for me, the jury is still out on this. Automattic, the parent company of WordPress, purchased WooCommerce, and they intend to make it the e-com platform of choice. But until we see what Gutenberg will look like with that, third-party stores like Shopify are still going to be a viable choice. So you'll run your main site and blog on WordPress, but you may keep your store elsewhere in 2018. Then their next prediction is security will be a top priority. Amen. It already is a top priority, especially when you consider that it and performance go hand in hand. Now, if you haven't gotten a site audit yet, you really should. On average, I find 26 security and performance holes on a site that no plugin can fix. Now, those are all the predictions from the folks at Torque. And I was really amazed that they didn't include speed. At least not directly. With the focus shifting to mobile, speed will be everything. And it's just one more reason why you need a site audit. You'll see just how much those caching and image optimization plugins you've thrown at the site aren't working. And you'll see the real drags on your page load time and know exactly what to do to get them fixed. Okay, so here is their second article, which is WordPress design trends in 2018. So we covered a lot of the site trends for 2018, but Torque has this other article that designers, this is going to be a must-read post for you. And site owners, if you're contemplating a theme revamp, this post will definitely give you ideas, not only for design, but for conversion points on mobile too. Okay, and this is their first prediction. It's a sticky bottom on mobile. Now, since site navigation on mobile is hidden away behind that little hamburger icon, some themes have taken to displaying sticky icons at the bottom of the screen on mobile. It definitely cuts into the content reading area, but I bet it's great for conversion. So it's a super place to stick your CTAs. Now, you're going to want to go visit the Torque post for a screenshot of what those sticky icons look like. Their next prediction is push notifications. Now, I've been seeing more sites with a little gray pop-up box at the top that ask if I want to allow the site to instantly notify me when a new post appears. Now, while Torque predicts this will be a growing trend, I've heard mixed results from site owners who've already been using them. They're getting more subscribers, but they don't own the opt-in list. That info is held by the service providing the pop-up. And since the site owner doesn't have permission to put those folks on an email list, they're kind of losing out on a golden opportunity. Plus, with the free services offering the pop-ups, some don't allow you to download any of the analytics or list or anything. So you lose some valuable info there too. And then there's the lack of styling options, especially on the free services. Personally, I think those things are pretty ugly. Their next prediction is custom graphics being more in demand. You know, brands are doing everything they can to separate themselves from the competition. And one of the ways they're doing that is by hiring designers and graphic artists to create custom illustrations and images for their site. It is more expensive, but it does get a reaction because the site looks more personal with these handmade looking drawings instead of slick graphics. The next prediction is for more animations. Now, this is sort of the same trend as video headers and a way to put motion on the site to be eye-catching. To me, it kind of feels like stepping backwards a bit to those blinking borders and fonts we saw in the 90s. And I think they're distracting. But I've also seen more ad networks including animation and video ads. So it must be working. So designers, maybe it's time to hone your animation skills. Their next prediction is for more vibrant color schemes. Now, we've been in this minimalist phase of theme design now for about, 4 years, I think? You know, the white backgrounds with a splash of brand color on heading fonts and widget titles and links and such. Well, the folks at Torque are predicting that bolder colors in more places are going to be the trend for 2018. And they're also predicting bigger, bolder fonts. And these will go with these extra colors. Now, I see this happening too, but for the life of me, I can't see how this will play out well on mobile. Seems like a whole lot more scrolling for folks to me. So, what are your big goals and plans for 2018? Do any of these trends or predictions strike a chord with you? Leave a comment here on the blog or anywhere that you see this post online. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Share this post with all your blogger buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.